and the servicer said, no, there's nothing that can be done. This house is going to be put up for auction. And I spent time praying over this family and decided that I could advocate for them, and I called the FHA Resource Center, the nationwide center, and got HUD involved. And thankfully, by the grace of God, through his miraculous works, they were able to get a modification on the home and were able to save the home. And I'm just so thankful that, like, God works in powerful ways. And I just pray that, like, through the ministry I have, that I'm able to share Jesus with others in that way.
I love what you said there, and I want that to be kind of the thing that we think about all morning is as soon as you heard that there wasn't a way to save the home, you prayed. And we think, oh, it's just such a simple thing, but it's not. It's a powerful move to cry out to the Lord and just ask that he intervenes, and he did. And so praise the Lord for that.
Another Hope Monday night testimony. We had a gospel message given during our worship night on Monday night in the basement of the chapel at Hope. And we had three people respond to the gospel and give their lives to Jesus and make him Lord in their life.
That's awesome.
And I know.
That's awesome.
Crazy. And I touched base with one of the women who gave their lives to him yesterday, actually. And I was like, how's your life changed in just a few days? And she's like, everything's changed. There isn't one part of my life that hasn't changed. All of a sudden, everything makes sense. And she was saying how before she never understood why people would share their faith, or she respected it, but she was like, it's not a necessity. Like, I understand the scriptures about it, but now that she's made him Lord and she's had a genuine, fresh encounter with Jesus, she's like, how can I not share? And that just stirred my faith and really convicted me over asking the Lord for a fresh zeal again, and just tearing down any numbness towards sharing the gospel towards people around me. So,
okay, I'm going to ask you to do something. Just pray that the Lord would give you a fresh zeal for the gospel and just for him. Can you pray that over all of us?
Yes.
And so I'm just going to ask us to pray. Close your eyes right now and just allow Rebecca to pray over us.
Oh, Jesus, we just thank you so much for just the work that you did on the cross, Lord. I just pray a fresh zeal would encounter everyone in this room right now, that we would open up our hearts and our minds to receive a fresh revelation of the cross, that it won't just be another story we hear on a Sunday morning, but rather an experience that we are renewed to every single morning. You say in your word that your mercies are new every morning, so we receive your mercy this morning, and we thank you that your scripture also says that it was your zeal, that the zeal of God that sent you to the cross, and your love that sent you to the cross. And so, Lord, I just pray for a fresh awakening over that revelation, that you would put us in situations and in conversations that open up opportunities, even when it's awkward, especially when it's awkward and uncomfortable, that you would just give us a fresh boldness, a fresh zeal, and a fresh love that comes only from your Holy Spirit, Lord, to share who you are, because how could they know unless they're told? And so we just pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rebecca.
Good morning. I think I shared about a gentleman I'm walking with. His name's Josh, and he's a struggling soul, and was reminded by the Holy Spirit or my Bluetooth hearing aids this morning. My phone's going off, and so I look, and it's Josh. He's just asking for prayer. So that's kind of a cool thing about Bluetooth hearing aids.
Sweet. Yeah.
But regardless, I met him at the mission a few weeks ago, and then I ran into him at the library, and it was just like random. Like, I remembered his name here. He's like, yeah. And just opportunity to spend some time with him. It seemed like he was really doing good. He's a child of God. And then he relapsed. He's fallen off the wagon. He's in Grand Rapids. Now he just texts me, please pray for me, brother. So here we are. Let's pray for Josh. Just ask that God would guide his path and his steps and restore him.
As some of you may know, I go to cosmetology school, and with that, there's a lot of different opinions in, like, with the industry that I'm in. There's just a lot of different opinions, a lot of different views on everything. And there's only a handful of people that go to my school that are believers. And there's about 50 of us that are in school together. And I would say about 5 to 10 of them believe. But there is a specific group of girls that I've just been praying for. At the beginning of the year, they were really just like mean to me and my friend, and just very like they would just be like, you need to stop talking about the Lord like to your clients, and like, you're kind of weird, you're kind of crazy. And then I actually ended up inviting them over to my house a month ago. And they all came over and we just hung out, and they were so confused on why I was so nice to them because they had been mean to me. And so now we're kind of like building a friendship again, which is nice. And it's just nice because they went to Easter Sunday service at one of their family's church, like all together, which was really cool. So just like they're making smaller steps towards the right direction, but they still, they're like almost there. Like they don't quite get it yet, if that makes sense. So I just like am continuing to like pray for them that they fully encounter the Lord and like his fullness. And so just praying for the girls at my school.
This is a praise report. I live in an apartment building, government funded, with 46 other women. That's kind of fun. And, or not. It really does, opportunity comes almost every day when I meet people in the hallway or on the elevator, and they don't look happy or they don't feel well or whatever. So they know now that if I approach them, get ready to be prayed for.
Love
so
it.
That's kind of fun. But last August, I lost one of my best friends, and she passed away. And there has been nobody that really has replaced her in my life. And yesterday, 2 days ago, a lady approached me. She's a brand new resident. And she was coming in through the door. She's very, very heavy, and she walks very slowly, and I was really feeling badly for her. And she said to me, I saw you coming across the parking lot with this little crate on a handle. And I said, yes, that's a Rubbermaid crate. And she said, well, wow, where did you get that? And I can't remember. I mean, I had it for years. When she said, boy, I could use something that. Well, I went upstairs and realized I have two of these things. Hmm. And so I went, looked her up on the directory to find out where she moved into, brought her my crate, but went to the door that, and I said, why don't you have this one? I have two, it's an extra. She said, you're from Jesus, aren't you?
Wow.
I said, I am from Jesus,
wow.
And we prayed together, and wow. God just brought somebody else into my life who is just on fire for Jesus, and I'm just so privileged to be there.
Praise the Lord. That's good. Amen. That's good. Yeah, give me a round of applause. That's awesome.